Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The shakeup in the highest ranks of immigration law enforcement now includes the resignation of the acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. NPR's John Burnett says John Sanders has only been on the job for a little over 2 months.
We do know that John Sanders has left his position as acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection at a time when the agency is coming under fierce criticism from both sides of the aisle, especially Democrats, for what they're calling these unacceptable conditions, these horrible conditions in which some of these children are being kept in Border Patrol facilities.
It's NPR's John Burnett reporting. The First Lady spokeswoman is getting promoted to a far more visible position in the West Wing. Melania Trump broke the news on Twitter that Stephanie Grisham's been chosen to succeed Sarah Sanders. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Grisham will be tested in two major roles as the White House prepares for the high-profile G20 summit in Japan this week.
This is a big step for Stephanie Grisham, who will not only serve as press secretary, but also communications director. Grisham is not as well known outside Washington, but inside the Beltway, she is considered a fierce defender of the First Lady and President Trump. Grisham has been part of the Trump team since the beginning, joining early on in the campaign and taking part in the transition before joining the West Wing as deputy press secretary. The First Lady soon tapped her after that to lead her communications team. Sarah Sanders had a challenging relationship with the press, and questions are already starting whether Grisham would reinstate regular news briefings. It's been 105 days since one was held. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.
A new Senate investigation finds numerous federal agencies have left the sensitive data of Americans vulnerable to cyber attacks. Federal agencies hold personal information that needs to be secured, such as college loan information, medical data, and travel records. But the probe found that the federal government was unable to meet even basic precautions. Here's NPR's Tim Mack.
Between 2006 and 2015, the number of cyber incidents reported by the federal government increased more than 1,300%. And in just the year of 2017, agencies reported more than 35,000 cyber incidents. A 10-month review by the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations found that despite a law meant to secure federal networks, agencies were failing to implement even standard safeguards. Some agencies did not have an accurate or comprehensive inventory of its IT assets, a recurrent issue for agencies like the State Department and the Social Security Administration. Ultimately, the investigation found that the federal government has not met the law's requirement for protecting America's sensitive data. Tim Mack, NPR News, Washington.
Before the close, the Dow was down 179 points. You're listening to NPR News. The Trump administration's point person on Venezuela is accusing President Nicolas Maduro of ignoring the needs of his people and instead spending money on the military. That includes more arms deals with the Russians. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
Special Representative Elliot Abrams says a U.S. hospital ship is in the Caribbean to aid Venezuelan refugees.
While Russia is sending its warship, the Gorshkov, and more military technicians.
A Russian plane landed in Venezuela Monday, a few weeks after President Trump claimed in a tweet that Russia had informed him that they had removed most of their people from the country. Abrams is brushing off reports that President Trump has lost interest in Venezuela, where the U.S. has been trying for months to push President Nicolas Maduro from power and replace him with National Assembly President Juan Guaido. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Ethiopia is mourning the deaths of the country's army chief of staff and four other senior officials who were killed in two separate attacks over the weekend. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed was in tears as he spoke at a memorial service today. The attacks threatened to undermine sweeping reforms Ahmed had taken since he rose to power 15 months ago. In that time, he has won praise by other governments, but has also created enemies at home. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down nearly 180 points, or more than 0.5%, at 26,548. The S&P was off nearly 1% before the close at 29.17. NASDAQ was down 121 points. This is NPR.